Welcome to Daily Italian Words, where you can learn a new Italian word every day. Eating in Italy is so much more than just ingesting food. It's about friends, family, generosity, being with the people you love, sharing happiness, and creating important moments together. It's a celebration of the ordinary around a table of good food. To eat in Italian translates as
mangiare,
which, just like the English, refers to the act of consuming food as well as chewing and swallowing.
Mangiare. Vado a mangiare con gli amici questa sera.
I'm going to eat with friends tonight. In the present tense, the verb mangiare conjugates in the following way.
Io mangio.
I eat.
Tu mangi.
You eat.
Lui, lei, egli, ella mangia.
He, she eats.
Noi mangiamo.
We eat.
Voi mangiate.
You, plural, eat.
Loro o essi mangiano.
They eat.
Ricordati che mangiamo dalla nonna domani.
Remember that we're eating at your grandma's house tomorrow. If you want to talk about something you've eaten, present perfect, or ate, simple past, you can use the passato prossimo. With mangiare, you must conjugate the verb to have,
avere,
and add the participio passato, past participle of mangiare, which is mangiato.
Io ho mangiato.
I have eaten. I ate.
Tu hai mangiato.
You have eaten. You ate.
Lui ha mangiato.
He has eaten. He ate.
Lei ha mangiato.
She has eaten. She ate.
Noi abbiamo mangiato.
We have eaten. We ate.
Voi avete mangiato.
You plural have eaten. You plural ate.
Loro hanno mangiato.
They have eaten. They ate.
Hai mangiato i broccoli ma non la torta. Ti senti bene?
You've eaten the broccoli but not the cake. Are you feeling okay?
Ieri ho mangiato un sacco di caramelle.
Yesterday I ate loads of sweets. If you want to say that someone has eaten a lot, you can add adverbs such as
tanto,
a lot, or
troppo,
too much, after the verb.
Ha mangiato tanto.
He has eaten a lot. He ate a lot.
Ha mangiato troppo.
He has eaten too much. He ate too much. If you want to tease someone about the fact that they eat a lot in a jocular way, you can say
sei un mangione.
You're a big eater. You can use other verbs and idioms to describe a big appetite, such as
divorare,
to devour,
abbuffarsi, ingozzarsi,
to stuff yourself,
riempirsi la pancia, la bocca,
to stuff yourself, literally to fill your stomach or mouth,
mangiare come un maiale,
to eat like a pig,
mangiare per due o per quattro,
to eat a lot, literally to eat for two or four people,
mangiare come un re,
to eat very high quality food, literally to eat like a king. To say that you're eating in or out, you can use the following expressions.
Mangiare a casa,
to eat in,
mangiare fuori,
to eat out. You can use the verb mangiare as a friendly way of reassuring someone.
Non avere paura, mica ti mangio.
Don't be scared, I won't bite. Mangiare can also become a noun,
mangiata,
or the variation
magnata,
both of which describe the act of eating a lot. One way of translating it into English is hearty meal.
Ci siamo fatti una di quelle mangiate ieri sera che tu non hai idea.
You have no idea how much we ate yesterday. The Italian meals of the day. Eating is such an important part of Italian culture that the day can be divided into the various acts of eating. If you want to become a true Italian, this is how you need to organize your day.
Colazione.
Breakfast.
Spuntino.
Light meal or nibble.
Pranzo.
Lunch.
Merenda.
Snack or tea break in the UK.
Aperitivo.
Aperitif.
Cena.
Dinner or supper.
Spuntino di mezzanotte.
Midnight snack.
Forza ragazzi, venite a tavola, la cena è pronta.
Come on guys, come to the table, dinner's ready. Idioms and other meanings. Mangiare can also be used in a figurative way to describe, for example, an object that consumes a lot or has been corroded or wasted.
La mia stampante si mangia tanto di quell'inchiostro che sto pensando di cambiarla.
My printer eats up so much ink that I'm thinking of replacing it.
Quel vecchio cancello è stato mangiato dalla ruggine.
That old gate has been corroded by rust.
Si è mangiato tutti I soldi in una settimana.
He burnt through all his money in one week. There are many idioms based on the verb mangiare, just as eat is used in English in various figurative forms. Here are some of the most interesting.
Mangiarsi le parole.
To eat your own words. To mumble or speak too fast without pronouncing all the letters or words.
Rimangiarsi le parole.
To re-eat your own words. To go back on something you said, to break a promise. To eat your words.
Mangiare con I piedi.
To eat with your feet. To eat in a bad way, to not behave properly at the table.
Mangiarsi vivo qualcuno.
To eat someone alive. To be so angry with someone that you almost want to hurt them.
Mangiare qualcuno con gli occhi.
To eat someone with the eyes. To desire someone.
Mangiare a scocco.
To eat at someone's expense. To eat for free. To enter a place knowing that you'll get free food. To mooch off of someone.
Mangiarsi il fegato, l'anima.
To eat your own liver, soul. To be consumed by envy.
Mangiarsi le mani.
To eat your own hands. To deeply regret something. To kick oneself.
Mangiare la foglia.
To eat the leaf. To be fooled or deceived. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok by searching for Daily Italian Words. And make sure to check out our website, dailyitalianwords.com. Alla prossima!